Field scouting reports indicate that a wet winter and spring could mean intense weed pressures in corn and soybean fields in the coming weeks. Combined with a sharp uptick in the number of reports about increasing weed resistance, corn and soybean growers will need to be aggressive with their post-emergence weed control strategies in order to optimize yields and profitability. FMC Technical Service Manager Bob Hooten shares how growers can control emerging weeds.
We've had considerable wet conditions across some of the Midwest. What the growers are going to start facing is a lot of weeds that will start emerging, popping up along with the crop. They're going to need that little bit of extra kick to go after the morning glory, the water hemp. You've got some lamb's quarter, some velvet leaf, little nightshade. Cadet would be a good addition to that glyphosate tank right now going in.
Adding Cadet herbicide from FMC Corporation to a post-emergence glyphosate spray will help ensure optimum control of resistant weeds and provide a healthier growing environment for crops. FMC Product Manager Yamel Ortega explains why adding Cadet to a post-emergence weed management strategy makes sense.
A Cadet herbicide is a practical and affordable solution for growers to control troublesome broadleaf weeds that tend to slip through existing programs in corn and soybeans. By adding Cadet to the tank, especially when adding Cadet to glyphosate, growers will ensure effective control of key weeds like lamb's quarter, water hemp, and other pig weeds, also morning glory, burr cucumber, and nightshade.
A key advantage of Cadet is its application flexibility. Because the product is labeled for use on both corn and soybeans, there's no need to change the rate of application or rinse out equipment when changing crops.
The fact that it can be applied in both corn and soybeans, the fact that it's a low use rate herbicide, the fact that when they are spraying corn and they want to continue spraying to a different soybean field, they can just keep going and they don't have to return to do to clean the tank and change the rate. The fact that it's an excellent plant mix partner for glyphosate, the fact that it controls resistant weeds that are key for increasing yields. The combination of all those factors makes Cadet pretty unique.
With a growing number of weed species becoming resistant to glyphosate, university experts agree that planning an effective resistance management strategy is important to protecting yields and profitability. Dr. Michael Owen, a noted weed scientist at Iowa State University, says timeliness is all too important in controlling troublesome weeds.
They're controlling weeds that are overly large and have grown overly long and thus interfered with the crop for a greater period of time than they should, and as a result they have lost yield potential despite the fact that they are effectively killing the weeds.
The importance of keeping fields free of weeds during the growing season is especially important for growers who want to keep yield loss to a minimum.
Imagine living with 4 to 6 thieves in your house. They will steal your food, your electricity, your water, and everything else that has an impact on your personal wealth. In addition, you will be very short of space to live productively. So thieves, like weeds, should go to prison or be controlled effectively. By definition, weeds are unwanted plants out of place. Growers using Cadet in combination with glyphosate will stop weeds from robbing their fields and crops.
The unique combination of benefits that Cadet herbicide provides means better profit potential for growers.
Another added benefit is the profitability to the grower. Cadet will make glyphosate really effective. Tolerant and resistant weeds to glyphosate can be managed and effectively, and by doing so, growers can contribute to prevent significant impact, negative impact on yields. Cadet is by far the most profitable thing that a grower can add to his tank.
To learn more about Cadet herbicide or any of the broad range of crop protection products offered by FMC Corporation, please visit www.fmccrop.com or contact your local Star retailer. Always read and follow label directions.